Introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band.
I'm Ben, and I sing. And this is Bugsy Adams.
Hold on a second. All right, Ben, I need you to check this.
Okay, what's up?
I'll go in the shit.
What's up? 86 mentality. Melvin football.
Recite some lyrics for us. Recite some lyrics for us.
8,000 marbles.
Introduce yourselves and tell us what you're doing.
I'm Ben and I sing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Pugsley Adams and I play bass.
I'm John, I play guitar.
I'm Ivan, I play drums.
Pugsley Adams?
Yeah, that's my new name.
Okay. How did Terminal State form? How did you guys meet each other and decide to form a band?
Well, these guys like listen to a lot of Municipal Waste and stuff, and they decided to form a thrash band, and I don't know then what happened.
It's two thrash bands, and then they became one, and then you joined.
And then what?
Basically, me and JP were jamming, and I think Ivan and JP were jamming.
Yeah.
And then those two bands became one band. Then Ben joined the band.
Playing guitar. Yeah,
because we had a different singer. And then we practiced for a while, and then...
And we kicked his ass out.
Yeah, he was...
But he's a good guy.
He was kicked out, but he's a good guy.
And this was about 2 years ago.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah, I think we first started practicing in October of 2 years ago.
Okay, and where did the name Terminal State come from?
It's a song by...
French Dogs.
This French band, yeah, the Dogs, not the American Dogs. And... it has no significance. Yeah.
So it hasn't taken on anything?
No, it does. Scrap that last few seconds.
Like sometimes my mom gets down on me. It's like, I don't see her for a few days. I go out too late and, you know, it's like, Mom, you know, I'm so terminal. She tries to get mad at me, but, you know, we're all a little terminal, really. We're kind of perpetually in a terminal state, you know?
No, on a serious note, I guess it's about being depressed and feeling like your life isn't exactly going anywhere, but kind of ending.
But we're going to go on tour and fix all that.
Yeah, it'll all be good.
Okay, describe your sound to people who might not have heard you before. What do you think you sound like, or what have people told you you sound like?
People usually seem to take like one LA band and one DC band. So it's always the same comparison. It's like SOA and Black Flag, or like Circle Jerks and Government Issue.
Like the
or
Germs and Teen Idols. Or
exactly. Like exactly.
It's pretty much always.
So it's you know, it does a job.
You think that, yeah.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of adequate. I mean, yeah. That kind of encapsulates what
I think that's what we're going for.
Yeah. Is that the intention initially? Did you have a sound in mind when you guys first started, or?
I think when they started, it was more like really fast stuff.
Actually, Jerry's Kids when we started.
Yeah.
Like that was,
And I guess when I joined, and then as we kind of kept playing, things kind of went a little more mid-tempo.
Some mid-tempo shit, yeah.
Yeah, and then we still keep
like
a few fast songs.
Our demo has like three fast songs on it, but we phase those out pretty quickly. And
yeah.
Now,
pretty much. So you don't play them now?
No.
Okay. Who do you think you're, I mean, you said Jerry's Kids and some other stuff. Who do you think your influences are?
I think like all those LA and DC bands we were saying. Just like really early
80s hardcore.
Early 80s hardcore, like every other band out there. But I think particularly actually early, really early stuff. And there's a big influence from like 77 American punk.
Okay.
I think Ben pointed out that like when I write a lot of songs, I take influences from a lot of modern bands, but they in turn are like strongly influenced by older bands. So I don't know it, but I'm taking like those influences. I just use it like on a different level.
Right.
JP is an idiot savant.
That's exactly right.
Tell me about who would you maybe credit as something that you can hear in your sound.
There's so many different songs, and each one is kind of different. Like I'd say some sound like the Adolescents, some sound like Black Flag, some sound like Teen Idols.
I would say
SOA.
Some sound like the
I would say the Bruisers, personally, but I don't think anybody else would say that.
Who are the Bruisers?
They're like early 90s oi band.
Wasn't that guy in like a really old band?
Al Barr was in it, who's now in Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if you had to limit your music collection to five records, what would they be? Punk records.
I think I'm going to go with the ones I said last time. So that would be Black Flag, six-pack single. More for the B-side, because the B-side's got I've Heard It Before and American Waste on it. And Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty. Adolescence, Blue Album. And then maybe I'll cheat here and say the Discord 81 collection CD.
Okay.
Am I trying to pick like my favorites or just if I were to limit it to five?
You have to pick five favorites.
Five favorites?
Yeah.
All right. Left 4 Dead discography. Crimshrine, Duct Tape Soup. No Time Left, 10 Inch. Bone Crusher, Working for Nothing. And
Sumo, if it was an audio.
Yeah, oh, Sumo was pressed on vinyl. Let's see. Youth of Today, Break Down the Walls. Shut up, man.
I think I'd say the Adolescence self-titled LP, None of the Above LP, Life's Blood Defiance EP, and I guess Bad Religion, How Could Hell Be Any Worse, and I don't know what else. One other record. I'm drawing a blank.
Terminal State, Your Rules.
Yeah, the Terminal State record.
So where you have Youth and Rage on your...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Ivan?
I don't know. I mean, I guess first Ramones, first Clash, Zero Boys, Vicious Circle.
Sorry, Ivan, I'm just curious. What's the first Ramones record called?
It's called Ramones.
Okay, what's the first Clash record called?
It's called Clash.
Okay. So shouldn't they be self-titled records?
Dude.
This is the worst interview ever.
Nervous Breakdown, and probably, I don't know, like the new Danny Diablo mixtape. It's hitting the streets right about now.
Wait, I know what my fifth record would be. It would be Black Sabbath, Master of Reality.
Okay.
And Sleep Dope Smoker for John too.
Okay, I want to move to lyrics. Ben, do you write most of the lyrics, or are they?
Yeah, I write all the lyrics because you know, it's hard to actually get into. Sing a song if it's someone else's lyrics, because I guess you gotta kinda get into it.
What are some of the things you sing about?
I guess the overall kind of majority of the songs are basically about like depression and things that go along with that. Hating yourself and everyone else in the world, destroying things and yourself.
But that keeps in mind with sort of an early 80s. I mean, nihilism was big.
Yeah,
back in the 80s,
I think it, like, it in a way, drove punk. I think that
people get
it is kind of like you know, in a way, it's a throwback to that. But it's something that's kind of timeless. Like,
yeah,
I actually do kind of. They may be typical in that kind of Black Flag way, but I actually do kind of believe that stuff. And the reason I kind of listen to bands like Black Flag or whatever is because. Part of it, at least, is that I can really relate to the lyrics.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite Terminal State song from a lyrical standpoint, and why?
I would say Your Rules, because basically it's kind of a really overall statement that kind of encompasses just trying to live and not strangle every asshole in the street.
Okay, I'm gonna. JP, can you pick a song?
Yeah, like I don't know. It's hard for me to pick because I like them all. But
Is there one that sort of that you really get along with?
Well, last interview I said, oh, there's my CIA record. Last interview I said I'm through. That's just one of the songs we don't play too much anymore.
Yeah.
JP, those lyrics are about sniffing glue.
No, this. That's just the reference you told me. Well, yeah. Whatever. Either way, I'm changing it now. I'm going to go with... What's No More called?
All in My Head.
Yeah, I'm going to go with All in My Head.
there's already, like, it was originally called No More.
Yeah.
But there's, like, a Black Flag song and a couple other, there's a couple other songs called No More.
Yeah, so I'm going to take that one.
And why do you like it?
Because it's kind of about, like, that my take on it is that it's, trying to, like, make sure that you're happy with your life, like, changing the way you live so that it really doesn't matter what other people think, as long as you kind of are happy with yourself, or try to be at the end of the day, because, like, other people will try to put stuff in your head, and they can't give you the best advice because they're not you, so, like, in the end, you gotta make your own choices, and just no more listening to people.
Your rules, not mine.
Yeah, it's so many. Like, Four Walls, same thing. Like, there's a line in Four Walls I really like. Don't want to be a part of society, so get the fuck away from me. Like, that line is awesome. I love that line. But, yeah, it's hard to, like, I don't know. I couldn't really have picked a better songwriter. Because Ben does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
It's wrapped. That's it.
John?
I kind of like any of the songs that have, like, a funny backstory to them. Like, songs that... they may seem straightforward from the front, but, like, there's a funny story about, like, someone we know or things that have happened. I don't know. There's just, like...
So, is there one like that?
I guess there's some
that
have...
There are a few, Steve.
Yeah, there's a few. And there's ones that are still...
Let's get into it, because most people... I don't know if everyone knows.
Yeah, there's ones that are still in the works, apparently. I don't really know. It's Ben's... It's all Ben's... No, it's not all Ben's doing, but...
It's all my fault.
It's fucking hilarious. Like, Dropout is one of the songs that, you know, purportedly it's about people... certain people. It could not be,
it's
or
actually
it could
about be. Them and a lot of other people too.
Yeah, it's about many people, but that one, I don't know if someone wants to tell the backstory of that or
no.
No, what is it about?
It's about record collectors. About,
yeah, you can't, actually, you, can't, sort like of, you to, can't sort of hang us.
I would like to set the record straight. It's what is it's dropout basically about? It's not calling anyone a dropout. It's asking people to please drop out and then sell their records to me at a low price in bulk. because basically
it's more like a business plan.
It's kind of about record collectors and also at the same time kids who are kind of look up to that and buy every new record that comes out, and you know like in a few years these dudes are going to be like, you know, just buying a lot of sneakers and watching TV and stuff, you know, and
I mean,
eating pizza.
I was at Reather's Fine Foods at Church in Wellesley, and I was buying some food, and I couldn't. The guy noticed I was wearing a Black Flag pin, and we started talking. And turns out he had used to be a punk in the 70s, and actually a few weeks previous to our meeting, he had thrown out all of his records, including Danger House Records and Lexicon Devil, and he just didn't know what to do with them. So
and the song is about the people who are now crying because of that.
You should just give them to Ben, you know. But I mean, I guess my favorite song as well, I'm probably going to have to agree with JP, All in My Head. Because I mean, I see it just as like, you know, everyone has a certain breaking point, and then once you get there, it's
kind of about it's looking back at things.
As soon as you just realize, you know.
Yeah, you realize that really it doesn't matter. And
yeah.
Yeah. It was about, I mean, the song was kind of about, you know, what I went through maybe like 5 years ago. And now it's just kind of looking back, and you realize how, you know, it was kind of just your perception at the time of what you should be doing and what all these people were telling you to do, and that really you can kind of do what you want to do in the end.
Okay. At the EXD benefit, you guys did a cover of Generations. Tell us, did you change the lyrics? Because there was a sort of speculation that you had... that it was a piss take on Fucked Up, and that there was another reason behind this.
Well, no, actually,
can you tell us?
Ben we covered only classic songs that night. We also covered the Vile Tones. We were basically just giving a homage to our favorite bands.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't really a piss take. It's it's a great song, and
it was my suggestion just because I like it. So like, you know, that I
also
get, it's
very
I get
simple
down to
song
that song.
To learn, so.
Yeah, and
set the crowd off.
It's like
I think it was funny in a way, you know, not a piss take. Not
no,
like,
but it was like you know, I was kind of hamming it up a bit, and I think there was that attitude to it. We thought it would be funny just the fact that we were covering the song.
It did kind of lighten everybody up, though. You know what I mean? Like it got like everybody moving. That was the original intention, was just to, like, you know, bring them on.
We want to get the kids out on the floor, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's an awesome song.
Yeah, that song does that for me, so.
So what's the deal between you guys and Fucked Up?
Absolutely nothing, actually. We, like, sometimes people talk about this.
Well, let's go through the rumors, because,
basically, it's a media concoction, created by the management in the Fucked Up camp, and, it's, for the most part, nothing ever really happened. It's a lot of rumors, and,
Well, they wrote a song about you, right?
Yeah, there was this song we talked about earlier, that was supposedly about them, and, I guess they heard through the rumor mill it was about them, even though there were no specific references to them in the song.
And by the rumor mill.
Well, for the longest time, personally, I was under the impression the song was about specific members of Fucked Up. Then, because I live with one of the members of Fucked Up, she heard the song and then gave it to someone. And then from that, you know, it's like one of those things where once someone has it, everyone then has it because of the internet, right? And then... So the song was purportedly about Fucked Up.
What song was it?
Dropout.
Okay.
And then
so that's the song we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Then as a funny joke, they covered the song, which they did incredibly poorly.
Oh, before that, they also attributed the song Band Violins to being about us, but yeah. I had heard it was about another band from Toronto they didn't like, so.
Yeah.
And yeah,
they okay, continued. So then they recorded a song called Dropout, which it's like a Fucked Up song, but in the middle is the cover of our song. But the Fucked Up song is like terrible.
It's horrible.
It's fucking awful.
And they changed the lyrics.
No, it's the lyrics are like about how Terminal State jocks fucked up.
And if
I remember, one of the lines is literally like, Terminal State was born from the fiery loins of of our greatness or something like that. It's pretty awesome. And then
and it's true.
Yeah, exactly. But then they covered our version of Dropout, but it was so awful.
That I thought they did it on purpose. Were they trying to, or they just...
Yeah, they tried to do it on purpose.
They tried to do it badly?
It's
a
song of injustice. It's a brilliant, brilliant piece of music right there, Dropout.
It's either shitty or it's like, we're going to play this so shitty, it's more shitty.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just shitty.
Yeah.
On purpose?
Maybe.
Who cares?
We sprang forth from their loins.
So, is everything copacetic now between you guys, or?
Well, Sandy moved out for a while.
There were some marital difficulties there.
Yeah. Sandy hit me once. No.
I
don't know. I think it's just a huge joke. It's an awesome, funny joke.
And
at this point, it is.
No, the whole time.
Oh, really?
Me and Sandy were sitting there like laughing about it, how funny the whole thing was. So.
I think some people...
It actually brought us some well-needed publicity, too.
Yeah.
A record was going to come out with really no controversy around it, and, you know, now a few more people might pick it up. And,
it's good PR.
Yeah, it is. For both our bands.
Obviously, really. The label doesn't have a problem with it, because it's one of the FE3s on the website, so it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, people from other towns might hear about this and, you know, think it's some sort of hardcore thing, some kind of, but, you know, really, we play shows together on the same label, you know.
Yeah.
John lives.
Share lots of common ground.
In the same apartment as one of them. And, you know, basically, it was a joke, but at this point, you know, I'd rather not continue it.
Yeah, and it'd be really nice if, everyone would just not talk about it.
Yeah.
Who's not in either of the bands.
Okay.
Just so, because it was funny, but now it's kind of like fucking a dead horse. And so.
That's not cool, man.
I really wouldn't like it.
Yeah, the horse wouldn't like it either. What records do you have out at the moment? I think you have 2 7-inches.
The pressing of our demo. I guess we have our demo.
Yeah.
Which came out on...
We put out the demo on tape originally, and there were
about 100 copies.
100 copies of that, and it was available on the internet for a while. We had like just a little site with just the MP3s, and mm-hmm. then Brad from Hate the 80s wanted to press it up, so we did. I think there's... Was it 325?
Yeah, limited 300.
300, and it's no cover. It's just a CD and a dust jacket.
Yeah.
How did that come about? How did you get in touch with Brad? And
when we made the demo, we sent out about 20 of them to a bunch of labels, and Brad got back to us really quickly and was really into us, and I think his head probably would have popped off if we hadn't have done anything with him. So, yeah, he wanted to put out our demo for reasons totally unknown to us, but he and he did. And he also put out our debut 7-inch.
Yeah, the original offer he made was to put out our 7-inch, and in the meantime, while we were still in the works of that, he said, you know, to raise some money for the label to get this 7-inch out, what about pressing up the demo onto a vinyl? And I think originally we were kind of like not so sure about it, whether it was a good idea, but in the end, I think it ended up like, I think they're good songs. And,
and it also it's a raw a recording, eBay, but makes us happy.
Yeah, it ended up bolstering the trade lists of many record collectors.
It's true. I am going to sell my test press of this record to help with my rent this month.
If anyone would like to buy one, get
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have another record?
Yeah, then we had... so about 6 months after the demo, this would be like fall 2004, we went to the studio with Matt Carroll, who did the recording today, at his school, and recorded... We recorded six songs, and...
just south of Regent Park.
Yes. And we ended up taking about a year for four of those songs to come out on a 7-inch.
On Hate the 80s.
On Hate the 80s.
There was countless delays. Brad purchased a yacht for his fiance, and
he stole a lot of our money.
Yeah, and but it came out, and it's now readily available. Slowly, it came out in July, but distros and such didn't have it for a while. So now you can get it. I think mainly from Rev, but it's also on...
It's on the internet. Yeah, you could order it if you want.
And Abolition and these.
It's Brad lost his computer. There's no more
AD80s
website.
Please email me. I haven't talked to you in a while, brother.
Yeah, and then so a few months after the 7-inch came out, our 12-inch came out on Deranged, which was recorded about 6 months later.
Yeah,
all different songs done at Audio Lab with Chris Hagee,
which includes two songs from the demo.
Yeah, we redid a couple songs, and that was recorded about 6 months
March
after.
13th,
yeah,
March
it was
16th,
2005.
Audio Lab with
hey,
Chris
is that
Hagee.
Comp coming out? Negative effects thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. So yeah, we have three records basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a short period of time.
Well, they did end up coming out in a short period of time, two of them, but they were recorded.
They're supposed to be
a
year difference, basically.
Yeah, basically.
But, you know, delays.
But that things happen, you know.
Okay, what about things that you might have coming up? Are there any other offers, or are you working on stuff? Is there something that you...
We're currently in the process of writing our follow-up 12-inch entitled More Rules.
We are kind of a dysfunctional band in the sense we don't practice regularly and write songs.
I hate everyone in Terminal State.
We just wrote
I hate them all.
Some new songs now after not writing songs since we recorded the 12-inch. So later than sooner.
And who's going to put it out?
Well, we don't know. We haven't even thought about that.
Okay. You know, I feel we're in the position now to demand whatever record label we'd like to put it out.
And a sandwich plate. And a bus.
We're going to see who gives us the... Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
God. Well, basically, we're going to see who's going to give us the most cash, basically.
Oh, God.
I'm really sorry, Steve. This is...
That's fine.
Wow.
How can people get in touch with the band?
tstate@gmail.com.
Okay. And what about a mailing address?
Ivan Roberts Davis, 9 Neville Park Boulevard, Toronto, Ontario, M4E3P5.
Yeah, other stuff coming up, I guess. We've got some shows in Toronto soon, and then a tour following that, hopefully.
Okay.
Yes, hopefully touring.
Where are you going to tour?
In December.
Probably the East Coast at first. That's the plan.
Yeah, do
tour. We want to start playing, so if anyone...
Yeah, give us shows.
We'd love to play your town.
Cool.
Yeah, the next show, I guess, is Halloween in Toronto. Or just October 30th.
October 30th.
Yeah.
And then I think we're playing with Dead Stop a week after that.
On the November 9th.
8th or 9th, something like that.
Okay. Any last comments?
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Matthew.
Drop out.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, Steve, and sorry about the new ED.
More room.
Oh, man. Is that it? I think that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.